welcome to the Fellowship Broadcast, the radio voice of the Fellowship Tract League. We have been printing gospel tracts since 1978. The prayers and support of God's people have enabled us to print and ship more than 5 billion gospel tracts to 200 countries and territories. Tracts are printed in 90 languages, including English and Spanish, and are offered free to anyone who requests them. The Fellowship Broadcast and the Fellowship Tract League are local church ministries of Fellowship Baptist Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Our pastor is William Burroughs. He's heard every Wednesday on this program. Jesus saved, Jesus
saved. Welcome into the Tuesday edition of the Fellowship Broadcast, and we'll be along with you from Romans chapter number 1 in just a few minutes, and looking forward to spending some time around the things of God with you. And we appreciate you tuning in to the Fellowship Broadcast, the radio voice of the Fellowship Tract League. And you can go to fellowshiptractleague.org. Also, we've been talking about the Bread of Life Camp Meeting coming up. And you can go to breadoflifecampmeeting.com to find some updates on that and places where you can book a motel, different things of that nature, or give the office a call, and they'll be glad to help you know more about the camp meeting coming up. There's also a place of registration there. I think it'll be a blessing to you. You can find out who the preachers are and things of that nature. Once again, we'll be with you from Romans chapter number 1 in just a few minutes. But first, here's a letter from a life that has been changed by the power of a gospel tract.
Dear sir, enclosed is my check to pay for whatever tracts that you are able to ship to me. I wish it was more, but I am 81 years old and a widow and on a fixed income. I listen to your radio program on 90.5, and God has spoken to me about sending you this money. I wish you all a very prosperous ministry, and thank you for all that you do. From Joyce.
Friends, that's the way this one is addressed. Friends, I am currently in the hole. I have been here for 5 months. Someone got a gospel tract to me. It was tract number 193 called Where Are You Going to Spend Eternity? I want you all to know that I asked God to save me because of that gospel tract. I have been hard trying now to see my life change and give it all to God. And I have a Bible and I've been reading every day. I still fall prey to sin, but I ask God for forgiveness as soon as I do. Thank you so much for what you do. That from Bobby in Florida, got saved reading a gospel tract.
This comes to us from Miss Georgia. I was at the post office last night as I was doing my mailing when I came across one of your tracts, Heaven or Hell, Which One Will You Choose? I read it and was so blessed by it. I am already a born-again Christian, and I am so blessed by the assurance of salvation in my life. Praise the Lord. I would like to order some of these gospel tracts and others if you have them. I would like to distribute them and help others in their lives, hopefully to decide for themselves a life with the Lord after reading them. And the Lord God is able to direct you to send me these tracts. It would be a great blessing. Enclosed is a donation for your ministry.
You're listening to the Fellowship Broadcast, heard daily at this time. All tracts are sent free as the Lord provides. To request an English or Spanish sample packet, or to make a tax-deductible donation, contact the Fellowship Tract League at 513-494-1075, or on the web at fellowshiptractleague.org, or write to us at P.O. Box 164, Lebanon, Ohio, 45036. Thank you for giving to help us reach those who have never heard the gospel.
Thank you for being a part of the Fellowship Broadcast today. This is Pastor Lamar Whittemore. Last week on the broadcast, we talked about being ready to give a witness, being ready to share the hope that is in you and what makes you different. And when things go wrong, you still resemble the Lord Jesus Christ. And we looked at and Peter concerning that. And we thought about those thoughts of being ready, and we referenced Romans 1. When we come to Romans chapter number 1, to me, one of the most powerful parts of this, when the Apostle Paul says, he said, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. So many times we talk about soul winners and things of that nature, and many times we think it is some method that is developed, some personality that is had, some gift in speaking and things of that nature. But the truth is, the power is not in the one presenting. The power is what is being presented. And what is being presented is the gospel of Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and the resurrection, the complete work of salvation, the complete work of redemption that is settled in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Nothing to be added to, nothing to be taken away. But as God works repentance in our hearts and faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, then God does that work of the gospel in our hearts that only He can do. We've realized that when we see that, that is what it's really all about. The gospel is the power of God. I believe with everything that's in me that if we would center our lives around the gospel more, then we would see more people saved. Give the gospel a chance to work. But sadly, many times we have just become self-help, momentary type of thoughts and things that can make this life better without any thought of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And we miss out on the power of what God has given us through the gospel of Jesus Christ. But when we come here to this passage of scripture, we find that the Apostle Paul says, I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are in Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And so when he comes to this passage of scripture, basically the reasoning for these verses that he speaks of is he has not been able to go to Rome. But what he's telling them is don't take my absence as that I'm ashamed of what I have to say, or I'm not ready to preach unto you. He said, I am ready. Now, these three elements that make up the thoughts of being a witness, the thoughts of telling others about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, these thoughts are that I am debtor. There's a responsibility for what we have received. Then he says in the latter part, he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. There is this realization that that is where the power really is found, is in the gospel of Jesus Christ. But it seems like the breakdown, that bridge that gets us from one to the other, that bridge that takes us from one place to the other is that I am ready. I believe with all of my heart, you find somebody that comes to know the Lord Jesus Christ, their Savior, one of the first desires that they have is for someone else to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, their Savior. There's a man from our town here in Watertown, South Dakota, who was getting up in years, and he was just a brilliant man and things of that nature, especially on the artistic side of things, and probably about as brilliant man as I've ever seen in his works and things of that nature. And he, in his latter days, was in a nursing facility, and I'd prayed for him numerous times and things like that. Others had prayed that God would open the light of the glorious gospel in his heart and things like that. And not long after he passed away, I took somebody out to a place here in town, and someone stopped me and said, Pastor, I think you would like to know this. So when before Terry passed away, there was somebody who came and witnessed to him. A pastor came and talked to him. And when they did, said he trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, his Savior. And his first response was, can my wife know this peace that I now have? That responsibility and the realization and that others need to know the Lord Jesus Christ, their Savior, comes real to us. And then we trusted in that gospel, so we're not ashamed of it at all. There's no shame there, but being ready is the important thing. And I challenge you from the depths of my heart is that accept the responsibility of telling others and don't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but ultimately be ready. Be ready. Because one of the most powerful things you have outside of the clear word of God, one of the most powerful things that you have concerning telling others about the Lord Jesus Christ is your personal testimony. Be ready. You never know that when you're faithful, living the Christian life day in, day out, up and down, all around, every moment that you live the gospel of Jesus Christ, God's going to open a door somewhere, somehow, for you to be a witness. Always be ready to tell others about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And may the Lord help us to rest in that and to have faith that He is able to work and to move and to bring others to Himself. Always be setting on ready when it comes concerning the gospel of Jesus Christ.
You have been listening to the Fellowship Broadcast. Be sure to tune in again and invite someone to listen with you. This is Bruce DeLange signing off with this thought. I'm on my way to heaven and enjoying the journey. Are you?